Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is a brand new day. It's a beautiful Sunday and it's the 13th day in the month of July 2025. Lord, we want to say thank you this morning. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven that says, Help Meet Indeed. Help Meet Indeed. And our hymn for today is taken from hymn 24, I Want to Be Like Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Songs of Solomon, chapter 1 to chapter 4. And our hymn today is taken from Proverbs chapter 31, verse 11. Proverbs 31, verse 11, which says, The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Our Bible reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 31, from verse 10 to 31. Proverbs chapter 31 from verse 10 to 31. From verse 10 it reads, A wife of noble character who can find, she is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm. All the days of her life, she selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like a merchant ship, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets out her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tax. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grabs the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her arms to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes covering for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring praises at the city gate. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, A helpmeet is a wife who complements and supports her husband to fulfill God's purpose for their lives, even when it is not convenient. God ordained marriage as an institution where a wife helps her husband instead of competing with him. As the world paints it today, Just as the individual in a team cannot compete against their teammates and expect to win, couples who compete against each other should not expect a successful marriage. A house divided against itself cannot stand. We can find that in Mark chapter 3, verse 25. A husband and his wife are one and should work together as a team to achieve successful marriage and life. That we can find in Mark chapter 10 from verse 7 to 8. Some highly successful women have allowed pride into their hearts such that they stop submitting to their husbands. Up until today, my wife cooks my meals. When the situation permits, she irons my clothes and I iron ours too. When I was a teacher and we were living in a remote location, she used to cut my hair just like the virtuous woman's husband in today's Bible reading. My heart safely trusts in her. She is never too busy to help me and she upholds anything I uphold. I remember when we were building the Mount Carmel prayer village. It was a massive project and I went there only thrice. The day the foundation laying ceremony was done, the day I decided to take my grandchildren there, and the day the completed project was dedicated. Throughout the duration of the construction, my wife supervised the project diligently. That is a helpmeet indeed. She is always willing to go through the necessary rigors to see that I achieve my goal. She has stood by me through thick and thin, which is why she has full access to everything God blesses me with. When a responsible man has a true helpmeet as a wife, he will go to the extra mile to protect her and make her comfortable and happy. I often say that a fellow can slap me and I'll turn the other cheek, but if anyone touches my wife, such a fellow will have my God, the consuming fire, to contend with. As a wife, can your husband rely on you? You must be able to make up for his weaknesses, celebrate his successes, and be his number one cheerleader. If you are a man that has a helpmeet indeed by his side, you must nourish and cherish her. She is a priceless gem and must be treated as one. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll find all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This to give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. To hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. To remain blessed. Bye-bye.